Hello, I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. I help women build confidence, set boundaries, and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind, building a better relationship with yourself. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you clear fears, limiting beliefs, and trauma so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Thanks for being here and joining me in episode number 71 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, Building a Better Relationship with Yourself. Many people assume that you can't transform a romantic relationship if both partners are codependent. It seems impossible when you're triggering each other and fighting all the time. I know what that vicious cycle feels like. I hated that feeling of powerlessness and loneliness in my own marriage. In my research interviews, I met a few readers and listeners who wondered, can a codependent relationship become healthy? People tend to believe there are only two choices, break up or stay and tolerate the drama. My story of transforming my codependent relationship seems to be an uncommon one. It's often what attracts people to my work, and I'm touched when others tell me, your story gives me hope. Though my story has a happy ending, I unfortunately can't say that will be the case for everyone. It takes time and grueling work. There's no sugarcoating when you reinvent an unhealthy relationship. Keep listening to learn three tips that helped me salvage my codependent relationship and restore connection. Before we dive in, I briefly wanted to share that this year I'm honored to participate in Podcastathon, the global charity podcast event. For 1 week, more than 1,000 podcasts will highlight a charity of their choice. Today, I'm dedicating this episode to support the National Domestic Violence Hotline, a cause close to my heart. The hotline provides essential tools and free support 24/7 to help survivors of domestic violence so they can live their lives free of abuse. You can learn more at thehotline.org. So the first tip that helped me salvage my codependent relationship is to get information and support. My husband Loic and I took 10 years to thrive as a couple. Here's what we wished we knew in the beginning. Codependency is ultimately a dysfunctional relationship with yourself. It's often how we cope with feelings of abandonment in childhood. This relational pattern can also appear when you're living with someone who has an addiction or caretaking someone who has a chronic illness. Loic and I didn't know our situation had a name. We didn't get professional support. Due to our traumatic childhoods, we always tried to figure everything out alone, though I did sometimes call a dear friend. So learn about codependency and get support on your own and or with your partner. One couple I worked with read a few paragraphs on codependency to each other daily. They discussed what the text evoked and reinforced their healing between sessions. You might find these episodes helpful. The links to the matching blog articles are in the episode descriptions. Episode number 27, Am I Codependent? 5 Glaring Signs of Codependency. Episode number 15, Codependency, How My Partner and I Transformed Our Relationship. And episode number 18, 3 Tips to Build Emotional Intimacy with Your Partner. I remember feeling humbled when I read about the signs of codependency. I thought, this perfectly describes me. How is this possible? Suddenly, I got a glimpse of understanding that maybe, just maybe, our nasty arguments weren't as personal as I had imagined. Perhaps our situation made sense given our past experiences. We were just two small children crying out for love and support. They say, hurt people hurt others. While that softened our armor a bit, we still feared being controlled by the other person. It wasn't going to be easy to release that survival mechanism. An intellectual understanding of codependency was a good step forward, but now our nervous systems needed to catch up. Tip number 2, embrace stupid fights. Our arguments often looked like this. He says something passive-aggressive, I retort a stinging remark, the fight explodes, we fling bombs at each other. I leave the room to calm down. We try to resolve the fight, but we're still triggered, so we fling more bombs. Repeat for several hours. Finally, we validate each perspective and find common ground. Imagine waging that war countless times for years. Loic and I painfully learned that trying to win a fight always leads to more suffering. These stupid arguments shined a stark light on our unconscious fears and forced us to take responsibility for our part. If we wanted our love to thrive, we had to lower our weapons and collaborate. As poet Audre Lorde wrote, quote, "Love is the revolution in which we dismantle the prisons of our fear, building a world where our truths can stand naked and unashamed." End quote. During our drama, we wondered why we'd say such mean things. We knew it wouldn't help, but a demon seemed to possess us. Now we know that our nervous systems were simply dysregulated. Our bodies enter survival mode when we get triggered. The amygdala, the part of our brain that manages the stress response, signals a cascade of adrenaline and cortisol. We're ready to fight or flee in an attempt to protect ourselves. At this moment, we have little access to our prefrontal cortex, the part of our brain in charge of empathy, logic, and solutions-based thinking. That's why we yelled such awful things during fights. This understanding helped us develop compassion while owning our faults. You can check out episode number 51 called "Why Do I Create Drama in Relationships?" to learn more about how our nervous system affects our relationships. Each dispute gifted us the opportunity to learn how to become aware of feelings in our body, ride out tough emotions, speak up when we feel upset, listen deeply, support our inner children, validate our feelings, bridge opposing perspectives, set and respect boundaries, cultivate love and acceptance, and grow and evolve as human beings. Though it's always uncomfortable to quarrel, Loic and I feel grateful for our hard-won wisdom. Now we get to enjoy our profound connection with each other. And finally, tip number 3 that helped me salvage my codependent relationship is to befriend yourself. Several clients have asked me, what if your partner isn't interested in working on themselves? In that case, I always reply that when we work on ourselves, it often inspires others to do the same. Sometimes the people around us change on their own as we release old wounds and empower ourselves. That said, we must learn how to love ourselves for our own sake. A client wisely told me, whether or not I stay in this relationship, I need to heal my codependency. Otherwise, I'll just experience the same thing in the next relationship. You can only rescue yourself. Partners can support one another, but but each person has to walk their own path. And it may or may not include the other person in the future. To heal codependency, it's essential to stop finding our value outside of ourselves. We need to build a strong inner foundation of self-acceptance that will help us make aligned choices and create a joyful life. I remember how refreshing it was to join a weekly Sangha gathering to connect with other spiritual folks. My relationship drained me, and I had lost my sense of self. But the walking meditations gave me some respite from our heated conflicts. As I inhaled the crisp air, caressed the lavender bushes, and admired the majestic oak trees, I could feel my energy returning. I breathed a little easier. My shoulders relaxed, and my center felt stronger. People who are recovering from codependency tend to be extremely harsh with themselves. They overcommit and feel overwhelmed with responsibilities. It's not easy to say yes to pleasure, relaxation, and joy. Would you want to be friends with yourself? How can you connect with yourself today? What's one thing that you enjoy doing? Now's the time to learn how to treasure yourself. So, can a codependent relationship become healthy? Yes, but both partners must be willing and committed to learn about codependency, release abandonment wounds, embrace the wisdom of conflicts, and develop self-acceptance. Sometimes it's not meant to be. Loic and I had no idea if our tremendous efforts would be fruitful. We trusted that if we progressed a bit after each setback, we'd get somewhere promising, if it's the divine will. There were many red flags in our relationship, and despite all odds, we transformed our shadows and unearthed the soulful love that awaited us. If you're struggling with your codependent relationship and you'd like support with creating healthy love, I invite you to sign up for a free EFT session/interview. In exchange for your help with my market research, you'll get a free EFT session to feel calm and clear. If our session inspired you to work with me, we can schedule a free discovery call to make sure we're a good fit. Book a free EFT session/interview at hushyourmind.com/interview. And that wraps up this special episode as part of Podcastathon. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, take care. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your session at hushyourmind.com/interview and get a free EFT meditation and guide for people pleasing. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.